Hi, this is Melitza from Raising Playful Tots. How do you grow? Not how do you grow you eat food, but how do you grow as a blogger? How do you grow and learn new things? Well, my experiences in the last 2 weeks have been really good. I've gone to a blog camp recently in Birmingham and learned a whole ton of stuff. But now comes the next part is how do I get those things done? Do I spend hours and hours working on something, not knowing what the benefits will be? Do I ignore everything? There just seems to be so many different ways that I could go. And I'm sure I'm not alone in that thinking. It can be really difficult to know which way to turn. And I guess that's why lots of people don't want to grow in the first place, that they would just kind of muddle along and just do what they do and not care very much about it. And that's fine. What about those people that do want to do things strategically, that like a certain aspect of their work and really want to work hard on it? Now, lots of people go to forums and they find camaraderie and help and support amongst people there, but that's a really public way of doing something. Let's say that you've got this brilliant new idea about, I don't know, something amazing. Let's call it Amazing A. And you don't really want to share that with the world yet, but it would be really good if you had somebody that you could chat with, somebody that could kind of mentor you through that process and say, like, okay, sounds good, but you really need to do this and that. I really would love something like that. Don't you? Would you? The same with reading and books. I love reading nonfiction and nonfiction books about how to improve my blogging, how to improve the things that I'm doing with my podcast. I listen to a ton of podcasts. I read different types of books and I'm learning all this information, but not putting very much of it into practice. Why is that? Well, because it's easy to take in information, but it's much harder to actually do something with it unless you've got people around you that will kind of hold you accountable and ask you, like, hey, what have you done about this? And have you really gone back and changed your links? And did you do this? And what did you find? People that will support you that think of the same things that you're thinking of. Because there's really no point in hooking up with somebody that doesn't believe in the same things that you believe in. Not for an accountability or a mentoring partner. I just wondered what your thoughts were on that. Do you need a blogging buddy? Do you need a mentor, somebody that will hold you accountable? Or is it just me that thinks that that's something that we all should be doing?